Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Thank you for rejoining our show.
Thank you very much.
Sheikh, once again, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
In our last discussion just before the break, I asked you a very important question because this sometimes comes up when we talk about, becoming an arif, one who knows. What does it mean to know, and we have this concept of ma'rifat. What does that mean? Recognition. What are we supposed to recognize? What are we meant to get, to know? And you beautifully gave the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam when he got angry with the servant of God in this regard. And we obviously learned, from this particular situation that it's not just enough just to know the names from a theoretical perspective, as you rightly said. Keeping on that point, Sheikh, I wanted to ask you. Keep on this note. What then is iman? How do we understand this? Because we obviously had a discussion about this briefly in the last show, but I think if I'm not mistaken, this is something that needs to be there along with knowing the attributes of God. So can you explain to us what role iman, faith, has? In perfecting this relationship, are there different levels of iman? Are there different levels of faith? If I say I have faith, does that mean my faith is complete? What can we understand, of this concept, perhaps even from the Quran? There's hundreds of questions I'm sure I could ask just about this word alone, but if you could just focus on these couple of questions, these two, three questions, that would be great.
Yes, about iman and faith.
Yeah.
If we want to talk about faith and iman, you need some extra sessions, of course, as
Sure.
well. But related to our topic,
Yeah.
okay, we have to briefly talk about the, definition of iman. If I want to define it myself, I may do some mistakes because my knowledge is not enough. I didn't get my knowledge from God, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
So we have to refer to the words of infallible imams,
Sure.
that they have received their own knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we refer to the Imam of Faithful, Ali alayhi salam, Ali ibn Abi Talib. We find out that he explained that iman has different levels. Al-iman al-ma'rifatu bil-qalb. I explained to you before,
You did.
if I want to know God, I have to deeply go through my heart.
Sure.
Ma'rifat bil-qalb. To recognize God, to know God from the depth of my heart,
Uh-huh.
it is the first levels. And after that, wal iqrar bil lisan. So if I like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to, say it by my tongue. How? For example, do dua or something like this. I will explain it.
Sure.
And after that, he explains that wal amalu bil arkan. If I know God and then I, prove God by my tongue and I say that La ilaha illallah, okay, I believe that there is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to act according to what he wants.
Sure.
Okay? So he sent a religion to us.
Okay.
Okay? Some of his words that we call them Holy Quran, to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And inside that, we have to act according to what he said. So in these three ways, we say that we have iman. So according to the word of Ali alayhi salam, briefly, so briefly, we say, al-iman, al-ma'rifatu bil-qalb, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by my heart. It is very important. And also, iman has some phases, different levels. It is very important. One of the most important ones, if I want to find out, do I have iman or not? Okay? Do I believe in God or not? Do I have a good faith? If I am faithful or not? Okay? The most important factor is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. If I find that I am so calm, okay,
Verily, in
I
the
do
remembrance of
not
God,
fear
do hearts find
from.
peace.
Exactly. So it is very important. You see that some people, okay, they feel strong peace inside themselves. Okay. I mentioned, for example, because Islam is not, I say that, result-based. Mm. Everything that we are doing according to Islam, sure, and Islamic teaching and the teaching of Ahlul Bayt, uh-huh, alayhimus salam, is not based on the result, mm-hmm, is based on our duty. So we call it that Islam is a duty-based, you know, religion, not a result-based religion. Yeah. For example, I find out that at this specific time, my duty is to study. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I reach my goal, it's good, very good, alhamdulillah. But if I didn't, no problem, because I did my own duty. Okay. My duty is to help him. If he thanked me or not, no problem. It was my duty, okay? I am not helping the people, then resulting to that, they say thank you to me, uh-huh, okay? Islam says your own duty is very important. We have to find out that if I feel so calm inside myself, uh-huh, it is one of the ways that I can understand.
It is a sign that we can use?
It is one of the signs, yeah. Wow. The most important signs. Allah bi dhikrillah. That man will surely, okay, be aware that by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, our hearts find peace toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also referring to some other hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, he also mentions that aslul iman at-taslim li amrillah. Okay, what is the base of iman? What is the base of faith? What is that? At-taslim li-amrillah. Taslim, submission. It is very important. Okay? So, if I am submised to something, okay, I do not ask why.
Yeah.
Why this, why that? Okay? There is no question, you know? We say that, for example, those people who are working in the army, they say there is no question in the army.
Yeah.
If they say that you have to do something, you say, okay, of course, without any question. Submission has such a meaning.
Yeah.
If I trust completely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, this is the meaning of submission, that I do not ask why. Okay?
Excellent.
Because one of the most important, you know, levels of faith, okay, is ta'abbud. Mm-hmm. Ta'abbud is an Arabic way, is an Arabic, you know, we say, word, which means completely, you know, have submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Like Imam Hussein alayhi salam did.
To be a real servant. Mm. You know, what does a servant do? The servant does everything that the Lord asks him. Okay? So we are the servant of God, like Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you know? And also, if I say that Islam is duty-based, not result-based, some people say, oh, why Imam Hussein put himself, okay, in such a danger? He knew, okay, not because he is an imam, okay? Everyone, if everyone was in place of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, knew that he is going to die.
Yeah.
Because there are thousands of people in front of him, just only 72 people in that side, you know, in the front. Everyone knows that he is going to die. But Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you know, didn't
question this particular command.
Why? Because he knew exactly that this is his own duty. Islam is the duty based, not result based.
Yeah, Sheikh, you know, this particular area of iman is something that I'm hoping we can discuss in a little bit more depth, and, you know, maybe look at some of the other levels, mm-hmm, to help people understand where they're at. Unfortunately, we're out of time in today's show. Just wanted to thank you again for having taken the time out of your busy schedule to
Inshallah
join us in the studio.
Next session, yeah.
Thank you very much, Sheikh.
Thank
May
you
Allah
very
bless
much.
You.
Assalamu alaikum.
Dear brothers and sisters, we've come to the end of today's show. We thank you once again for having joined us. We were able to look at the very important area of Islam, in that we had a in-depth look at the attributes of God, and this is, as the Sheikh was saying, one of the ways in which we can get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were further looking at the question about how some people accept God late in their lives, and we were looking at, for example, why this is the case, more importantly. One of the other things that we were able to take a look at is this concept of Iman. And this was one of the things that we were just finishing with. And one of the things that we were able to discuss with reference to Iman is how we are meant to understand it. Are there different levels? And more importantly, you know, by understanding these levels, we can actually understand what our relationship with God actually is in the present moment. I thank you once again for having taken the time out to join us, and we hope to see you again very soon. Khuda hafiz.